Okay, we'll proceed to agenda item number 8, PR-2019-002-41-2411, SD-2019-00186, extension of preliminary plat, Isaac Zarfman, Inc., Justin Thor, Simpson, agent for Heritage Trails Development 1, LLC, Scott Steffen, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract FD2 and FD3, Unit 1, the Spire subdivision zoned R1A, located on Amoli Mesa Avenue North Southwest and Colbert Avenue Southwest between Big Springs and Road Southwest and Mesilla Road Southwest, containing approximately 31.18 acres. Property owner is D.R. Horton. Extension of preliminary plat. Mr. Simpson, would you give us your name and address for the record?
Yes, Justin Simonson, Isaacson Narfman, 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87108.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, short presentation, please.
Yes, this is an extension of the preliminary plat for Aspire subdivision. It's a four-phase subdivision, and currently phase one and two are completed. Phase three and four have been submitted to the DRC plans have been submitted, and we've received comments. We are working through those plans. So we're asking for an extension so that we can get the final plats together and those plans finalized and get the rest of it built.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, and thank you very much. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on agenda item 8, please? Unmute, turn your camera on, and identify yourself. Okay, seeing none, we will proceed to the DFT staff, and we will start with Mr. Huell with the Water Authority.
This is Andre Huell with the Water Authority. We have no objections to the extension of the preliminary plat.
Okay, thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll proceed to Code Enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Ms. Phelan? Ms. Phelan?
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I didn't have any comments for this one. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We will go to Hydrology. Mr. Chin?
Yuquan Chin, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plat action.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, no objection.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Planning.
This is Hannah Olick with Planning. Planning has no objections to this request per IDO 64X2A and 64X4. The applicant has provided a written request for the time extension before the expiration of the original approval. Also, the extension is considered and a decision is being made by the same decision-making body as the initial approval. Also, per 64X2B, construction has begun on certain phases of this project. Therefore, the period of validity is extended. Planning has no further comments. Excuse me, I just wanted to mention this. Future application guidance for the final plat is provided in the comment memo, but I wanted to emphasize regarding the two infrastructure lists that are included with the preliminary plat. Those need to be recorded as infrastructure improvements agreements, and they must be submitted with the application for a final plat. Thank you.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So there is there a recorded IIA in place on file now with a guarantee, or are they building this under the preliminary plat, or is that a question for the applicant?
This is Justin Simonson. So yes, I believe there is. Scott Steffen can weigh in if I'm misspeaking, but it sounds like we would probably need to amend those with the updated list. We previously were before DHO to switch the phasing of 3 and 4. That's the red marks that you see on this plat. So that's why those were updated but are not reflective of the previous recorded agreement.
This is Hearing Officer Bohan. Thank you, Mr. Simpson. Mr. Stefan, would you state your name and address and unmute so I can swear you in?
Yes, this is Scott Stefan with Heritage Trails Development. 1500 Marquette Suite 1060, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. So the question is there an existing IIA and financial guarantee on place? And if you can, just enlighten us when those are due and if you need to do an extension on the IIA before this, for the one-year preliminary plat extension.
Right. So there is no IIA in place for units three or four. Those, so we'll likely do an IIA without requesting final plat to begin infrastructure on unit three, and then amend that IIA at the time of final plat. I'm anticipating the final plat being submitted in for unit three in January or February of 24. And then we would follow up with IIAs for unit four, probably in the same vein, first requesting no final plat, start infrastructure improvements, and then amend that IIA to request the final plat, post financial guarantee for unit four. And I'm anticipating that in the October timeframe of 24.
This is Hearing Officer Bohan. Okay, so thank you. Mr. Biazar, just a clarification for the DHO process. The DHO does not sign off on any infrastructure lists or guarantees. So those actions would be administrative through your office. And then any final plat would be another new application back through this hearing officer or through the hearing officer. Hopefully he's not on a phone call.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley. So we should clarify if we're extending this preliminary plat that we have infrastructure lists associated with it that are current. And then during the time, as kind of Mr. Stefan was alluding to, during the time of the final plat, that would be needing to be financially guaranteed. But I just want to confirm that maybe we can show up on the screen what the infrastructure lists are that go with this preliminary plat, and if they're being amended at this time. Even though they are administratively signed off, we usually like in the DHO meeting to have all the experts here for these various infrastructure items, and we can just go through them and make sure everyone has what they need.
This is Hearing Officer Bohan. I'll kind of throw that out to the DFT members, but what I was going to do is under the preliminary plat is just make a reference, a condition of final plat would be that an approved IIA with guarantee be in place for those items that are not completed at the time of application. That was going to be my condition on preliminary plat approval, which I think gets you what you need.
So it looks like this first infrastructure list is signed, and so that's still in effect, Justin?
Yes, this is Justin. These infrastructure lists are signed. They are representative of the new phasing. Those were, as I mentioned previously, tied to the amendment to the preliminary plat that we did a few months back. So okay. These were recently signed and have staff review.
Okay, and if you'll just keep scrolling to the bottom of this one, Mr. Rundbeck, so we can see that. Okay, so if these are the signed infrastructure list, then we're all good.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohan, and thank you. Mr. Simpson, is anything else you want to add for the record?
No, not at this time.
Okay, any additional staff comments? Seeing none. Too many papers. In the matter of agenda item 8, PR-2019-002411, SD-2019-00186, I grant a one-year extension plus the appeal deadline of the preliminary plat advertised today. Okay, we will move on. Thank you, Mr. Stimson.
Thank you.
And Mr. Stephan, good luck in your construction.
Thank you.